Hey, greetings fellow Slayan agents in the wild. It's your trusted handler, Brian, welcoming you back to another season of our Delta Green run-through. Season 15. Not that we have 15 seasons of Delta Green, but we have 15 seasons of other shows and other systems and whatnot out there. But this is season 15. Collateral damage. You know, I've been really ready for this thing. In fact, we've been running this thing since, man, the ass end of 2023. It's just been hard because on this season, we have all of the hard slingers of yore on the panel. And I know a couple people have been wondering, hey, where were they during Lot 27? Well, here we have them all right now. So always trying to work with the everybody's schedule, but we finally got it all in the can. Remember, if you like what we're putting out there, please leave us that 5-star rating and review on whatever podcast app you listen to the show on. Don't forget our YouTube channel over at World Hard 20. Please hit that little subscribe notification and that little bell or however that works out there. I don't know. Remember, tell a friend if you're liking the show because word of mouth always has a way of traveling fast. And I want to make sure we get out there. And if you like what we're putting out, like I said, tell a friend. Now, let's warm up our dice and top off our glass as World Hard 20 Podcast presents Episode 1 of Collateral Damage. Enjoy. How's everybody doing?
Doing well, brother.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
To start a new season. Whole new season. Season 15. Collateral damage.
That's awesome. We've taken damage. All right.
Yeah, collateral damage at that. Well, let me lead us in. Fuck, I'm already halfway through this thing. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Greetings, fellow slingers. Welcome back to Roll the Hard 20 Podcast. It is I, your trusted handler, and with me, my hard slingers of yore.
Yeah.
Be warming up our dice and topping off our glass with a little bit of Voodoo Ranger here. What's everybody drinking tonight?
Leffe.
Leffe.
Coffee.
Drinking water.
Water.
Oh, what is this? The AA meetings? I'm doing some Ashland, man.
All right. You know, what I want to do as we lead into this, to this new season, I would like to go around the digital rage room here and have everyone introduce themselves and who they will be playing this season. Because even though we've played the same characters for a very long time, I think that kind of gives us a moment to let the people know. I, of course, am your trusted handler, Brian. I'll be running this train off the tracks. Sammy, why don't you just start it? We'll go around clockwise in my mirror here.
Heyo, listeners. My name is Samwise Didier. I will be playing Agent Ichimaru Kimura, also known as Agent Okami.
Chris.
Greetings. Chris Weaver. I will be playing Agent Corbin Rice. He's a special agent with the ATF.
Junior.
And your special needs. Churros here, playing as your favorite U.S. Marshal, James Coldwell.
And bringing us around the home base here, Tone Dog. Let's hear it.
All right. Greetings, fellow slingers. This is Tony Taramina playing Agent Polly Adesso of United States Navy Intelligence. Also known as Agent Odysseus.
So, you guys have getting these calls to action that are becoming more frequent. You're starting to see less downtime, almost like the dark forces are gearing up. But so far, you've managed to thwart their attempts. But at this pace, it's only a matter of time before the tired start to slip up. Agent Coldwell, what have you been doing in the 3.5 weeks since Groversville?
Since there hasn't been much action going on for us Marshals, I've actually been taking lead point on running a witness protection custody of a family that is part of a major case that we have going on. for embezzling money through an oil company.
Any developments on that?
So far, we haven't had much action, and we're hopefully going to lead to court within the next month, so we'll see how well this goes.
And you're running point on this witness protection program, correct?
Correct.
So as you're in this house with this family during this witness protection program, making sure that the other agents are keeping tabs on the woman and her two children, your phone begins to vibrate in your pocket.
Coldwell picks it up.
James, this is Heisenberg. I know this may be a sensitive time, but I'm going to need you and the rest of the team activated ASAP.
Say where and when.
We need you to hop a flight and get to Ronald Reagan Washington Airport in Virginia. I'm going to need you to go by the code name Odin. You're not to refer to yourself or any of the other agents by your actual names when in public. If you're in the privacy of a car or a home, that's fine, but you need to maintain this discipline. I don't want anybody coming after your family.
Has transport been arranged?
Money has already been deposited in an account. You'll have access to it within 5 minutes. I'll send you a text confirmation.
He gets a Zelle notification on his phone.
Out. And he lets you figure out how you're going to tell the other agents what's going on.
Guys, I got to bounce.
I got to dip.
Ichimaru Kimura. Once again, you find yourself in your loft next to the harbor. You're going through kata. Tengu-sama is watching you as you're going through it. He's prepping his needles for your next bit of art on your torso. He thinks that he's come up with a way of making sure that the ink sticks with you this time. Off in the corner, you see Makamura watching you go through this stuff as he sits in Seiza with that Shoto on his lap, watching you go back and forth from one end of the loft to the other. And your concentration is broken by the vibration of a phone on the counter.
Okay, I will finish the kata, do my bow, and then I will walk off the floor, bow again, and then go towards the phone, pick it up.
Each.
Present.
I know you've only been back for 2 days, but that development I've been watching in Washington has went from warm to hot.
Okay, well, I'll make sure wherever I'm going, I'll bring my swim trunks.
I'm going to have a car waiting for you outside of your loft. Are you alone right now?
No, but I'm with family.
Very good. Say your goodbyes, get out to the car, and get to the airport. I'll fill you in when you land at Ronald Reagan Washington Airport in Virginia.
Understood.
Line goes dead. Nakamura looks up at you and says, who was that?
Call from a friend of ours.
Awesome.
Apparently, they need me to help out with some moving again.
He looks at his phone. Oh, I did not get a call. What is this? Am I out?
I wouldn't think so, but judging by Heisenberg's tone, I think he's wanting to get some people that have been a little bit more well-versed in the things we're dealing with. Plus, he knows that I need someone here to hold down the castle while the wayward prince is away.
From the corner of the loft, you hear this weathered old voice.
Onis, son, you come and take your ink.
Apologies. I believe I will have to wait until later. I have an urgent matter to deal with. And I'll give him a deep bow. Oh, yes, apologies so once again.
Yes, I, only son. Domo arigato gozaimashita.
Domo arigato, Tengu-sama.
Hey.
Agent Rice. It's been probably about 2.5 weeks since your adventure in Groversville. What have you been up to?
Rice has been evaluating his performance in the last couple missions with the various agents. And he was particularly frustrated by his inability to dig into people's records, pasts, you know, via, you know, his computer skills, and learn more about, you know, all these potential suspects and you know, provide intel to the team. So, you know, he's back now. And if you look at his house right now, it is in total disarray. In fact, if you go into his office at home, it is just stacked with like takeout food containers, drinks. Like you can tell he hasn't cleaned up since he's been home. But more importantly, he's felt like he's been losing his edge of his, you know, forensic computer abilities. And he's actually started like hacking, you know, other computer networks, which is obviously like totally outside the bounds of, you know, the law and his position with the ATF. But he's been compromising these systems to kind of, you know, sharpen his skills.
Is there any particular individual who is the focal point of these hacks? Or are you just doing it to sharpen your skills for when it goes down next time?
He's pretty indiscriminate at this point. He's just identifying systems and computers that are on the internet accessible that are compromised, that he can easily compromise and take over. He's targeting companies that have lots of big databases, lots of information on people.
So is he collecting that data? Or don't tell me. Surprise me.
Sounds good.
As you're sitting behind your monitor, one of seven that's fanned out in front of you, multiple keyboards, you got towers stacked and daisy chained together. The room, even though you have the AC at its lowest setting, is just sweltering just the same. You got your pencil in your mouth, tapping away at the keys. And behind you, you hear one of your 8 cell phones ring.
So I swivel in my chair. And it takes me a minute to kind of get my focus because I've been so intently focused on hacking the system and compromising it. And he's like very, you know, just moving phones around and picking them up and seeing which one is lit. And he finally, he finds one phone ringing, flips it open. Hello?
Salt.
Heisenberg.
I know your downtime since Groversville hasn't been that long, but an incident I've been following has begun to heat up. I'm gonna need you.
What do you need me to do? What's the timeline?
I'm going to need you at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport in Virginia by 9 o'clock tonight.
I'm sorry, you said 9 o'clock this evening?
That's correct.
Any mission parameters? Rice. No, it's not. I'm here for the agency. Any mission parameters that I need to be aware of?
Moving forward, you'll be part of O-Cell.
Copy. O-Cell.
You'll be reconvening with some agents you're familiar with. But moving forward, whenever you're in public, you're to go by the code word Omega. I don't want you using your real names any longer. Things are already starting to get a little dicey for you agents. And the less people know about who you are, the less probability they'll be able to track you down.
What do you mean, Dicey, Heisenberg. Am I in danger? Is my family in danger?
Look, it's just a precaution I'm trying to take for you and the others.
Okay. It seems kind of odd, but all right. I'll be there, 9 o'clock.
Bryce, keep your wits about you. The other guys are going to really need you on this.
I'm here for the team.
Out. The phone goes dead. A few moments later, you get a text message. It's a confirmation for funds in an account totaling $2,700 and an itinerary confirmation number for an airline ticket. Agent Odesso, 2 days ago, you and Agent Kimura were in a church in Anaheim being debriefed. Once you were dismissed, you said your goodbyes to Ich and Makamura, caught an Uber to the local airport, and immediately flew back to Glenwood Springs, Colorado. Something about the top of that mountain. Unanswered questions, possibly. Taking the sky lift up to the top. It's easy to see the animal trails now. It's still nobody up there, though. It seems different in the light of day. And you find the exact spot where you were laying prone. And you stand over your invisible body as you survey this large ring of stones. What's going through your mind, Odesso?
I want to make sure that nothing happened to that shard. That just because I shot the guy, I could have sworn he didn't hit it. But what if he did? What if there's a piece of that shard somewhere out there? I got to find out. I got to know.
You make your way down to the circle. Start looking. A lot of the ground is brown. A lot of it is a dark black. Dried blood. Why don't you make a search check?
Okay. 74, that is a fail.
You get down, you're scraping around, and you just don't find anything. You stand up, look it around, look at this dilapidated house, and you see an individual come out of the house. You immediately recognize O'Rourke. And he walks towards you and he says, Odysseus, what are you doing up here?
Same as you. Trying to ensure the job was done.
I don't think we're up here for the same reasons. See, I'm up here to keep an eye on you, Pauly.
Well, I was up here to make sure the job was done, so you're right.
The job is done, my friend. There's nothing left of Deacon Gray or his men. You and Ich and Makamura, you guys won. It's a done deal. You got the stone back. You're all in the clear.
And there was no piece of the stone missing. No cracks, no shards, no nothing.
I didn't say that. You said that. Heisenberg needs you, so I'm up here to fetch you. We need you to get to Ronald Reagan Washington Airport. I need you there by this evening.
I'm understood? Ready. I understand.
I'm glad we understand each other. And he extends his hand to shake your hand. And as you take his hand, you feel a shard in his hand as he releases it and gives it to you.
You can count on me.
He goes back into the dilapidated house and just looks out over the area. And he says, you know, Pauly, if you committed sin twice, to you it won't seem a sin. Good luck.
You too.
So the four of you find your way to your respective airports, make your way to Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, located in Virginia, and each of you touch down at your respective terminals. As you begin to make your way through this large airport, you find yourself at the center atrium where you all eventually start to coalesce. And Polly and James arrived there first to see each other.
Well, it's good to see a familiar face.
Feelings mutual, buddy. Bet you never see your old friend Odin.
Ah, yes. And you would haven't seen your friend Odysseus in a while. So glad to see you're holding up. It's really good to see you.
And as you guys are talking, Agent Rice notices the two of you shaking each other by the forearm, kind of jostling around, and almost with a look of understanding in his eyes as he sees you. Agent Rice, why don't you go ahead and make an observation check for me?
Observation. That is a 60 under 70.
60 that under 70?
Pass.
As you're nearing these two individuals, your friends, your allies, you hear the word Odin and the word Odysseus being spoken towards each other as you approach them.
Agents, Odin, Odysseus, it's a pleasure to see both of you again.
Ah, absolutely. And
Omega.
Omega. I'm noticing a theme here.
And as this theme begins to develop, each, you make your way to the atrium as well and see the three agents that you've known so well.
I'll walk up to them very casually and, joking around, say, "Hi, I must be new here. My name's Okami." And I'll extend my hand out to shake. "I think I know you. Something Ozymandias, was that it? Odysseus, that's right. But you two, not sure I know your new death metal band names."
"You call me Odin."
"Odin. All right, Allfather."
"I prefer Omega, Okami."
"Omega. I know an Omega burger that serves a great triple-decker heart blaster."
Coldwell, as you four are getting reacquainted, your cell phone buzzes in your pocket. You look down, you see there's a text that says, "Get a rental car and get on the 395 heading towards DC. Call me when you're on the 395.
"Well, boys, I believe we've received our instructions. Let's go get a rental car."
"Got it."
And away we go.
It doesn't take you more than a few minutes to procure this car. It's a silver Mercury Sable, late model. You guys eventually make your way out of Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, get on the 395, and you start heading east towards DC. Your phone begins to buzz again, Coldwell.
Is it a call or a text?
This time it is a call.
All right. I'll answer it. "Hello?
Put me on speakerphone."
"I'll put you through the Bluetooth."
"Gentlemen, it's good to have you back. I mentioned recently that there's a development I've been keeping my eye on that has evolved from bad to worse. And I have a friendly in Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department says they've just recently investigated their third suicide scene. He reached out to me because of the strangeness surrounding the discovery of the bodies. All were nude with extensive and supposedly self-inflicted damage. The official report leaves out that folded currency was found close to each body. The local police are calling them suicides, but the lead detective doesn't think they are, and neither do I. At least not enacted solo. According to the DCPD, aside from the odd display of each body, two $10 bills were located in close proximity to each victim, and each bill had been folded into a triangle, in the form of origami. I'm eyeing you each when I say this. Now, I've seen pictures of all three crime scenes, and I can attest that I don't believe these are people in their right mind, but something brought them to this point of suicide, or what they're calling it. And while I believe the money is incidental, possibly a catalyst, we think there may be a vector the police are missing. A commonality that links all three of them, aside from the obvious. Whatever the case may be, you need to find this perpetrator, debrief him, then eliminate him. Do your best to contain the information that's coming out of DC Met Police and secure any files the medical examiner may have. Does anyone have any questions?
I got one, Heisenberg. The folded into a triangle. Is this a coincidence, or are they just trying to say Delta Green?
I don't think anything has to deal with the agency, but I'm not 100% certain. You'll have to talk to the lead detective if you want to see the evidence. Right now, I'm not privy to it.
Is he read in, or are we going in there with our credentials to investigate the case?
Go in with your credentials. He is not read in beyond believing that these are not suicides, and he does believe that the money has something to do with it. He just can't put his finger on what it is.
Got it.
Who's our contact?
You're going to talk to Detective Don Ramsey. He's running the task force.
Got it. Okay.
Any other intel that you can share with us, Heisenberg?
I don't want to taint the pool on this. I'd rather have fresh eyes. But there's got to be a commonality between all these victims, obviously. And I think that the detective is in over his head on this, but he doesn't want to get help unless it's absolutely necessary. I think he's afraid to lose control over the situation. So don't come in too heavy, but don't shy away from getting strong if you have to. Remember, aside from the deaths and everything else, we need to find the perpetrator.
Very well.
All right.
It takes you about 10 minutes or so to get from the international airport into DC proper. By the time you roll in, it's 10:15 p.m. According to the directions via your GPS, you find yourselves approximately 7 miles from the White House and just north of the Anacostia River, at a 7-story monument that is Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department, which is buttressed against M Street Southwest and First Walk Street. There's a sign at the front of the building that indicates that a parking lot can be accessed in the rear.
Cole will drive the vehicle towards the rear of the building.
Did you guys get out? You notice it's brightly lit by these floodlights, and you see that there is an entrance to this building off the backside as well as off the front side. Lead me through what you guys would like to do.
Well, I think, guys, we should use the federal hook that currency is involved, because other than just being a series of possible murders, that would be local police. So our federal hook should be something along the lines of the money, possibly counterfeit. And then if they ask why the Department of Treasury is not investigating it, we just say they're busy. They gave this to us. The murder aspect of it is also another aspect mm-hmm. that complicated it. So it put us in our jurisdiction.
Yeah, a few $10 bills isn't enough to have the Treasury send out their big guns, but they'll send out us.
Yeah. So that's the best hook I can think of. Because that'll give us some federal jurisdiction. Otherwise, it's like, why are you here?
Well, Ramsey's in on it, saying that he knows, he thinks there's something to do with the money. So he's not going to be probably riding us too hard to figure out why we're here. You know, he knows why we're coming.
Good.
I hope.
And I will test how fast you could think on your feet in a few minutes, by the way. So you guys make your way into the DC Met Police Department. You see there's two officers at the front desk. They're kind of talking to each other. And when you come through, they both stop talking and they look at you. And although it's not uncommon to see all manners of law enforcement and other individuals come through at all hours of the evening. One of them does inquire, you know, may I be of assistance, gentlemen?
Good evening. I am Agent Odysseus. This is Agent Omega and Agent Odin and Agent Okami. We're from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Flash the ID. We got a report from DC saying you guys have got some what appear to be suicides, but you think are murders. There's also been an unweird kind of crossover by using currency. The places were marked with currency.
Hold on a second, Agent. I would love to hear it, but this is definitely above my pay grade. I think you want homicide.
Right.
We're here to see Don Ramsey.
Yeah.
Oh, Detective Ramsey. Yeah, he's up on the third floor. Hey, Holland, you want to take him up? The officer that's on the other side of the desk says, yeah, no problem. Why don't you gentlemen come with me, and that way you don't have to repeat yourselves more than once. We'll just get you up there and you can talk to Detective Ramsey if that's okay.
Excellent. That's great. He's expecting us, but if you don't mind, do you mind calling and letting him know that we're on our way? So if he has any paperwork he needs, he can get that before we arrive.
Go ahead and set him on up, Richard, and I'll give him a call. Or did you want to see if there's anything that you need to fill out down here, Agent?
No, I meant that so he could gather anything for us so he's, you know, prepared when we arrive. Sure, we're not surprising him.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay. Go ahead and take him on up, Dick. So Officer Holland leads you to the elevator, pushes the button. As you see the other officer behind the desk pick up the phone, dial in an extension, and start making a call. The elevator doors open. He leads you in, pushes to the third floor, and it goes up to the top. A few moments later, these elevator doors open onto the third floor, and you see what could be best described as a large bullpen. You see along the right side of this floor are offices behind glass walls and doors, most of which the shutters are closed down. You see that there are 4-foot-high partitions throughout the floor, indicating smaller little office areas. You see desks sporadically placed around and officers milling about. But in the center of this floor, you see a ring of about 6 men. And they're kind of surrounding 2 men in the center that are talking to one another. One of the individuals looks to be in his early 40s, very fit, muscular, about 6'1", 210. He's got slacks with long sleeves that are rolled up, no tie, and a shaved head. And he's talking with another man who could be his opposite, in his late 50s, 5'9", about 205 pounds, just paunchy, out of shape. He's got a tie on, sleeves buttoned down at his wrists, salt and pepper hair. And as the door to the elevator bings open, you see the 2 men look at each other. The younger man looks at the elevator towards where you guys just got off. And he says something to the older man. They both nod, shake hands, and they kind of part ways. And as the younger individual starts making his way towards you, you see 3 men from the ring peel off and follow in his wake as he walks up towards you. He says, let me guess, are you guys are the 4 agents, right, that are here to help me out with the suicides? I'm Detective Don Ramsey.
Nice to meet you, Don Ramsey. I'm Agent Odysseus. This is Agent Omega, Agent Odin, and Agent Okami. And we would like to take a look at your evidence and get a little bit of your feel for what's going on this and help you out in any way we can.
Yeah, you know, let me get you up to speed if I could. Let me start out by saying I'm running the 4-man task force that's overseeing this investigation. These 3 men behind me, they're on the task force with me. This officer Bill Conrad, Glenn Adams, and Jim Cahill. To break it down, we've got 3 suicides, 2 males, 1 female, each found in their residence, 2 of which are here in D.C., 1 is in Virginia, which I'm assuming is why the feds are now involved. On the surface, you know, each suicide victim seems to have nothing in common with the others until you look at the scenes.
What about the scenes makes you think they're something to do with each other?
Well, they were all found alone. They were all found nude with their clothes folded in a corner. And you could tell this guy, He's very animated as he's talking. He's using a lot of hand gestures. You know, clothes were folded up, put in the corner. They each had two deep lacerations, one across each carotid artery. And he gestures on his neck. An edged weapon was poised just off to the side of each body, and what appears to be two folded $10 bills in front of them.
And the $10 bills, were they folded in a particular way?
They were folded into a triangle, and he holds his fingers up to make a triangle.
You know, was there anything inside the dollar bills? Anybody unfold them or anything?
We didn't unfold them. They did have some sort of a markings on each one of these bills, but the saturation of blood made it basically undecipherable at this time. So we packed them all up with the bodies and sent them to the medical examiner. Now, I don't know if you know this, but if you've been read in, but we just had our third body this evening, another body yesterday, and the first body the day before. So we're hitting this consecutive boom, boom, boom. As he's saying this, describing it, Agent Omega and Agent Odin, I want you to make an observation check.
Omega rolled a 46 under 75. Oh, I'm sorry, under 70, 70.
What were we using for observation? Was instinct. That our instinct? Okay, so I got a 76 under 90. Is that included the 20%, right?
Yeah, because you're law enforcement.
Okay.
As you're listening to Detective Ramsey explain this to Polly, you both hear from the older individual that was talking with Ramsey a few moments ago exclaim out loud, "You're shitting me. Another body? And where's she located at?" And as you turn, you see that older individual just kind of rubbing his jowls and kind of scratching his salt and pepper hair. Just with a befuddled look on his face, he kind of walks slowly over to a desk and just kind of leans against it, leaning down, almost in defeat at this point. And then, as if a light clicks on in his head, he kind of turns and looks over his shoulder at you four individuals and sees Rice and Coldwell looking back at him. There's a hesitation that he wants to come over and address you two. And as this is going on, Ramsey's still talking to you, Odesso. He says, "By all accounts, it would seem as though every one of these victims undressed themselves, positioned these bills out in front of themselves, cut themselves up, and just sat down while they bled out, just staring at these two folded bills."
There been any intel? Is this some sort of new, sick, twisted internet TikTok thing that kids are doing to get attention to while they off themselves? Or is just, have you not heard of anything of this other than these three?
Look, I don't talk to my ex-wife, and I probably see my kids less than I should, but I don't think that anything like this is on TikTok. At least my two sons haven't said anything about it, and I understand that they're not going to tell their pops about it, but I mean, if this is something that's just coming out, I mean, it's come out in the last 72 hours from what I know.
Where are the corpses located? You said it was with the medical examiner. Is that in the same building?
No, it's actually a few miles away. It's not very far. In fact, we're about ready to head over to the latest crime scene. I got to pick up my fourth guy, and then we're going to go over to the medical examiner's right afterwards. I got a Treasury enforcement agent that's going to meet me there. He wants to have a look at the bills as well. As he's describing that, you're going to meet the TEA agent there. Odin, you see that older detective is actually making his way across the bullpen towards you and Omega.
Odin will bump elbows with Omega, kind of get his attention, and you know, give him like the head nod, like, "We got someone coming."
An incoming.
Yeah, I give a look back to Odin, aware that this other officer is headed our way, but give him kind of a puzzled look, like, something's not right about this guy. Something just seems off.
As he approaches, he sees Detective Ramsey look at him as he's approaching as well. He's like, "Hey, Donna, I hate to ask you, but Would you mind if I spoke to one or two of these agents real quick? I just found out we got another dead body here. Yeah, go ahead, Tom. Take what you need.
Is this another suicide?
Oh, no. This is another dead girl. Lately, we've been having, over the past couple of nights, a couple of the streetwalkers have been getting killed. One a night, over the past couple of nights. Originally, you don't mind if I talk to you, do you, Don? No, go ahead. We were comparing notes because we were wondering if it was the same perp that was going around icing his suicides as well as killing these prostitutes. And according to our information, it doesn't look like it's the same individual, even though there are similarities in the crime, but or in the deaths. But I don't think that's going to pan out. But I do believe that we may be dealing with a serial killer right now, and I really just need some kind of federal FBI profiling guru stuff that maybe you guys might be able to shed a little light on if you look at the evidence. If you know, just maybe if you could help steer me in the right direction, or if that's okay with you, Don. It's fine, Tom. Go ahead. Is it okay if I take one of these guys or two of these guys? And he just nods at the older man. Detective Ramsey looks at you gentlemen and says, look, I don't have a lot of time. I got to go pick up Sean at the crime scene. And if you want to get a look at the crime scene, we got to go now, because once the TEA agent arrives, he's going to be waiting for us at the medical examiner. So we got to hit a few stops. Are we ready to go? Two of you guys want to stay behind? What do you guys want to do?
Can you give us a few minutes so we can converse amongst each other, and then we'll be following you?
You bet. I'll go ahead and take my guys right now. We'll be down in the white panel van in the parking lot out back. We'll meet you down there. Let's go, guys. And Detective Ramsey leads his three men into the elevator, and they disappear.
So I think we should step aside real quick and chat with each other, agents.
Agreed.
And as you guys start stepping aside, Detective Haynes looks at all four of you and says, yeah, I'll be back over by my guys whenever you guys are ready. Thank you. I appreciate your help. I really do. Thank you. And he takes off, leaving the four of you to converse alone.
So we have a series of suicides as well as a series of serial killer stuff. That could just be random considering where we are. Or you think it might be something that could potentially be linked? Do we want to separate and have a few agents pursue one and the other, and we'll meet again at Merle's Shut Eye or whatever it is, and coordinate over some hot and tasties?
Yeah, good idea. Break up into teams of two, and then we can go and investigate. We'll keep in contact with one each other, and of course, let Heisenberg know what we're doing.
That way we could keep eyes on whatever's going on in the office here in the department.
Well, it seems too much like a coincidence to have. How many did he say were killed in the serial killings?
Now we're at four.
Four.
No.
Three.
This is three for the serial killings.
So we have three of each.
Three suicides and three serial killings.
Oh, we got six. Jeez.
So there is definitely some sort of a pattern here, as well as a triangle has 3 points. No, I'm just kidding. but yeah, I think if we feel this won't compromise our main mission, I don't think it can hurt to at least run this down a little bit. What do you all say?
Sounds good. It may be connected. Who knows?
Perhaps Omega and myself will stay behind, see what we could find.
Okay. And then Odysseus and I will follow Detective Ramsey, go to the scenes.
Break. On three.
So we all do the huddle, and then we yo, go.
So, Ogami and Odysseus, you turn away from Odin and Omega, push the elevator button, opens, step in, doors close, starts going down. Omega and Odin, you watch the two leave your party. You turn around and you start heading towards Detective Haynes and his three officers. And as they look at you with great anticipation, that's where we will end this episode.
The height of mood, the anticipation before the climax.
Yeah. You know, I think one thing that we didn't touch was that we were supposed to gather the intel and all the files.
I'd like to speak out of character real quick. So he just said he has a Treasury enforcement agent over there.
On his way there.
Yeah, is that? But I mean, is that going to screw us up, boys?
No.
No?
You know why, don't you, Tone?
Yeah, I have a feeling as to why.
Give me the speculation.
Gold coin.
They're not there for the murder. They don't investigate murders.
Okay, but what would you say that you're there for?
We're there.
I'll give you a gold coin right now if you can figure this one out.
Because of the jurisdiction of the murders in two different locations.
Yes! You get the gold coin, Toad. If you can find it. It just fell down. Nope. There's our blooper on the back end.
That's great. That's why I brought that up. So Tony could come in and just fucking crank out a grand slam there.
I got another one for you. The original jurisdiction for DC is actually the FBI because they have no state police. They have no local authorities, so to speak.
They're not even part of our government, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a federal territory. The reason for that to the agents in the wild is that the founding fathers did not want to have the government seat subject to any state regulations or laws.
Wow. Yeah, there's three places like that. The Vatican's one of them. And what's the last one?
Oh, it's a good question. The Indian land is also
giant like pyramid on the Giza Plateau. The aliens don't want anybody else there but the FBI and Fox Mulder.
If my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle. All right.
So I got a doubloon. Yay.
Well, she could still he can still identify as your aunt in this day and age, though.
There we go.
That's right.
All right.
Auntie uncle.
Thank you for joining us once again on Roll the Hard 20 Podcast. Remember, you can find us and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Podcasts, and Audible. And if you like what you're listening to, be sure to leave us that 5-star rating and review. Don't forget about our YouTube channel at RollTheHard20. So if you're into watching and you want to help support this show, then head on over and hit that subscribe button. It really does help the show out. We can also be found in the wild on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So don't forget to look for us there and check us out. You can also contact the show directly at RollTheHard20podcast@gmail.com. Or head on over to the website at RollTheHard20Podcast.com, where you can download the current show directly, pick and choose past shows from our archives, or view our galleries. We've got a lot of stuff posted over there, so check us out. And finally, join us on our Patreon at patreon.com/RollTheHard20Podcast, where you can become a hard slinger and pick up swag. So, until next time, keep your dice warm and your glass topped off as you roll those hard 20s.